Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. After discovering a secret underwater passageway in a lake in the center of Isla Libre, the gals dive in with the help of Jessica's spell of water breathing. They emerge on a bank and discover a door with a passcode. After much deliberating and many errors, they discover the password to be dash LLC dash. The door then opens and they proceed further into the facility. I do declare, your honor is back in session.
Time to go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And at this point, you hear a splash from behind. And you hear a,
"Don't worry, everyone. I'm here."
As Twiggs pulls himself up onto the bank.
I completely forgot that that was a thing.
I was betting you would.
Yes, I did. I truly did.
Oh, Twiggs, I hope you enjoyed your little swim there.
Yes, I've never walked along the bottom of a shore, of a lake before. I'm like the lady of the lake.
Do you happen to have an Excalibur with you?
No.
He pulls the longsword out of his cane.
Barbara is going. Barbara's
not
leaving.
Not the only longsword I bet you got, don't you?
Bob has left.
Miss... Felcher, you already know.
Jessica gives a little giggle.
You see Carla with her long frog tongue, like, licks her lips, kind of like a... It's almost like attacking a fly, but if she, like, attacked her own lips... Looks at the two of you, winks, and then bounces over you and through the door.
Jessica follows. All right, everyone, let's stay together. We don't know what's going to be through here.
Barbara already went. I want you to know. Barbara jumped
in. I know you did. I heard you.
Good.
Barbara, as you enter, the steel door groans as you push it open. Ugh. And ahead of you is a surprisingly small room. It contains nothing besides a metal ladder that leads further up into whatever facility you're in.
That's it?
Yep.
So if I were to do like another inspection, that is all I would find.
You're welcome to roll and tell me what you're inspecting.
The walls. I want to feel for something. If there's anything.
Okay.
Like a door or like a lever. That's a 19.
Okay. With a 19, I'll give it to you. You don't find anything.
Okay.
But as you look up at the ladder, you notice a little red light, like a laser, shooting across the ladder, about 20 feet up.
Oh. Oh, no. We don't like, there's only one? Just one I see? One that I see.
I'll give it to you with a 19. You see 3 of them.
Okay.
The ladder seems to go up roughly 60 feet, and it seems like there's a laser every 20.
Understood. Okay.
Hey, hey, Barb. Hi.
Hey, hey.
Just caught up with you here. How's it going? Did you notice anything fun while you were getting ahead of me here?
Yeah.
Leaving me behind?
Yeah. Well, hey, you were busy. You and Twigs were humoring in each other, and I just...
Yeah, I'm always humoring somebody.
Humoring in each other?
You know what I meant. Listen, he's just so slow. I can't do it. I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah, if you look up here, I don't know, can you see that little, you see those lights up there?
Hold on, let me pull my glasses out of my purse. And I just dig into my purse and I pull out my glasses and I put them on it. Oh, yeah, I totally see that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna wanna be careful.
Yeah, good thing we got this mirror here. And she pulls out a mirror from her purse and goes, maybe a little reflection can keep it from being disturbed, you know?
You think so?
Maybe.
We can definitely try. But I mean, Barbara's gonna look up again and just see, like, would it be enough to, like, squeeze your body, like, you know?
It looks like it might involve a roll, but you could probably dance around it.
Would it be the salsa, like a tango around it?
I was hoping for some breakdancing.
Okay.
Not my forte, but I can make it happen.
I think we might be able to get around it if we're careful enough. I do worry about some of our team. I guess we could... I'm referring to Martin, who is already wounded, and I would hate for him to get worse, you know?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And of course, our friend Carla, she's big-breasted, so she might have difficulty passing by.
Sure, but she seems to be very,
nimble?
Flexible.
Yeah, she, like, flexes her pecs and does, like, a little Terry Crews dance.
Boom, 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 yeah. Boom.
They make music. They make a little bit of music as they bounce up and down. A very gentle boom, 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 boom.
I'll go ahead and I'll start the way up.
I think I'll just share this with everybody else. Hey, everyone, gather around here just for a moment, please. Come on, close in. Close
you turn
in.
Around and they're all, like, right next to you.
Oh, hi. So, hey. Just so you're aware, if you... bring your attention right up here for me. And Jessica points with two fingers like a Disneyland tour guide. And goes, now, if you bring your attention there, you'll just see a little laser moment there or some sort of red light beam situation. Just bringing you to awareness of that. We're going to need to be very careful about that situation as we all start to climb this ladder.
What order shall we go in?
Well, I think perhaps that's a great question. You know?
I'll go first.
Okay. I'll take the rear just so that way we can all stay together.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, you know, would anyone want to pick their spot? Or do you want us to just assign you?
Oh no, you tell us. We trust you.
Oh, fuck you. Okay.
All right, Carla after our good friend Barbara here.
Yes, good.
And then Q, and then Twigs, and then Martin, and then Rachel, and then myself. Did I miss anybody?
I think that's everyone.
Yeah.
Well, unless there's someone here that we can't see.
Oh, excuse me, you.
Huh?
You, Mr. Poopy Hole.
No!
He runs and jumps into the water and swims away.
All right, shall we, in the words of a friend of mine who wrote a song, shall we start the climb?
Yes, we shall. So everyone just follow my lead. Try to as closely mimic my movement, okay? Especially once we get up top to that laser.
And if you can almost see it, that dream you're dreaming, then you know.
Okay, and with that, Bob is gonna start climbing up with this tune of Climb by Milio Saronicus in her head.
Okay, Barb, you begin climbing the metal ladder.
Hmm.
One by one, everyone kind of starts to file in behind you. You get about 20 feet up, and you reach the first laser. If you would like to dance around it, please roll an acrobatics check for me.
Okay. Before I do that, I would like to try the mirror, just to see if it works.
Okay.
Just to see, for the sake of the...
So, I'm trying to decide how to rule this, because assuming it does work, the hardest part then is keeping the mirror on that tiny laser as you continue to climb.
Right. What I would do is have them pause, let me go, and then I would just drop the mirror down to the next person, I guess, is what I would do.
Or you, like, with the mirror, pause, scoot as much over on the ladder as possible, have other people pass you.
But then they're going to have to cross the other laser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we can continue this pattern, and I could just, we could just keep passing the mirror.
Pass the mirror up.
If necessary, but... Pisani, what do you think is the better?
Well, if... It depends on what the laser is doing. If the laser is like a motion sensor, I think even just like the mirror passing in front of it is going to trip it.
Sure. That's fair.
But I don't know how things work.
That's fair. You know what? Let's just... Okay, we can nix the mirror and we can just, you know, suck it in.
John does like to reward creative thinking.
I do like to reward creative thinking.
Sometimes. But this could go horribly wrong. Also. So.
What's the worst that can happen?
Someone dies. But you know what? Let me just try it. Let me just see what happens. But if you think it's going to trigger something, maybe not do it, obviously. You know what I mean?
I'm already triggered. Let's just go for it.
Okay. So as Bob is climbing up closer and closer to the first laser, Bob is going to pull out her mirror, and she is going to hold it up. She's going to, in like one swift motion, going to like hold it to align it with the laser so that the laser is now hitting the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
As you do this, you begin climbing up, and you pass your mirror through the laser. Instead of the laser being reflected, it seems to disappear into the mirror. At this point, Jessica, you take 3 points of shock damage.
That's fair.
You hear something burn inside your purse as you feel something shoot out and into you through the purse.
Ow. Okay, whatever is happening, stop.
And Bob is going to pull the mirror down.
Ooh.
See, I had a feeling that might have happened.
Ooh. Jessica opens her purse to see what damage has been done to the items inside.
Yeah, it has burned like a pinhole through some of the more delicate items in your purse.
Oh, my hanky.
Yeah, your hanky, one of the sheets you tore out of Ostrogon's spellbook. They're intact, like they're fine, they're still usable, but they have like just a needle hole through them. And it seems to have shot out enough to somehow shock you through the purse.
Ew. Okay, well, hold on. And Jessica pulls the mirror out and she points it away from everyone. Okay, go ahead and try that again.
Okay. And Bob is going to do the same thing she did before.
You do that, and the laser enters your mirror and shoots out of Jessica's and towards a wall.
Excellent. All good down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we think this is a feasible option? Can we continue doing this, or should we just not?
I mean, I don't think it's not an option.
Okay, just because you're gonna have to climb up holding that in only one direction. So I just wanna make sure.
If they're every 20 feet, we can only get so many people in between each one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But we can always like pass the mirrors back, I suppose.
We could, yeah. All right, Bob is gonna climb up and then she is going to pass the mirror to Carla to then hold.
Okay, so you're gonna, like, climb up past the laser and then drop it down?
Yes. Carefully passing it to Carla.
Okay. For every pass of this, there's going to be a relatively easy, but a dexterity check nonetheless.
That's fair. Come on, everyone.
Carla grabs it with ease and goes, "This is a cool..."
Some people don't have to talk.
This is, in the fact, a cool...
It's okay, Carla. You're right. Also, if anyone wants to just try and be a little acrobat and dance around it, please feel free to. Paula, we know you're so skilled. So if you really wanted to. Just saying.
Carla bounces up, around, and over the laser while holding the mirror. And she goes, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, okay, Carla, just go. Just go up. We know what you want.
Okay. She leaps over you, and then... Okay. Carla makes it all the way to the top.
Yeah. That's fair.
And she goes, oh, heads up. And she drops the mirror to you. Roll a dexterity check for me.
What a butthole. Oh, titties. Okay, that's an 11.
Okay, you just barely catch it before it slips out of your fingers.
Oh my God, Carla. Okay, who's next? Come on, let's go.
Q.
Q, I'm gonna hold this for you, okay? And...
You don't trust Q?
I'm worried about him. He's a nervous Nelly.
He rolled an 18.
Okay, okay, fine. All right, okay, Mr. Big Shot.
I rolled an 18.
What are you talking about rolling? Come on, we're climbing right now.
Sorry.
Let's go. Good job, though. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. And you see Q is like very fascinated by this mirror that is absorbing this laser and goes, where'd you get this?
Oh, at a pawn shop.
What is this?
It's just it's a gag gift, you know?
Doesn't look like much of a gag to me.
No, it is.
Well, that's because you haven't choked on it.
Huh.
Yeah, definitely try not to choke on it. I think you'll die.
You guys are certainly very interesting.
Thank you, Q.
We are. Thank you.
As are you, Mr. 18.
Thanks. And Q drops it down to Twigs. Twigs grabs it very deftly. He like holds an open palm and the mirror just lands in it.
Yeah.
And then he slowly, with one arm on the bars, hoists himself up.
That's hot.
And the mirror absorbs. It shoots out of Jessica's mirror and it goes, sending something your way, darling.
Oh, I received it for sure. Look at it go. And Jessica, like, is seeing if she can, like, write her name into the wall with the laser.
Oh, God.
It takes a long time, but you get the feeling that if you keep focusing it in one spot, it will slowly burn into the rock. So you do that, and then Twigs tosses it down to Martin. Let's see how my boy Martin does.
No. No. Shut up. What happened?
Martin drops the mirror.
And then Jessica catches it. Very swiftly.
Jessica goes, like, ham. She's, like, standing at the base of the ladder, so
yeah.
She's gonna try to catch it.
Roll a dexterity saving throw for me.
Okay. Are you fucking...
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
It's a one.
Shut the fuck up.
But not a natural one. Because I have a minus one to dex saves.
Barb, the next thing you hear is the sound of a shatter as your mirror hits the ground.
No! Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No.
And you see he is struggling actually to hold on to the ladder where he's at right now. And he goes,
yep, of course.
I'm feeling a little lightheaded. I'm so sorry. I'll buy you a new one.
No, it's okay. And Barbara's gonna try grabbing onto Martin's hands and help pull him up.
You would have to cross the laser to do so.
Oh, he's at the bot. He's a ways from the bot. He's a ways from it. Okay. Okay. Barbara's gonna cross behind the laser to help Martin climb up.
Roll an acrobatics check for me.
That's a 14.
Not bad. Okay, with a little careful footwork, you manage to go down. And yeah, Martin is like, it looks like he's probably about to slip.
Mm-hmm.
And you manage to put your arms around his waist, like under his armpits. And you guys can both go up together. So here's what's going to happen. You will take a penalty because you're moving with him, but it will count as a help action, so he will get advantage.
Okay.
So roll another acrobatics check. You're going to get a minus two penalty, and he is going to roll one with advantage.
Fair enough. Ooh, okay, Okay, minus two, that's a 16.
Okay, you manage to kind of help him. As he tries to dance around the laser, you hold out a hand so that he can kind of like lean against you to more easily kind of scoot over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also dance around and join him up there, and you are okay.
Okay.
Last up is Rachel. She comes very close, like she scrapes the bottom of her boot on the laser. But she is okay. Jessica?
In the meantime, Jessica, crouched down to the broken mirror, has laid out her handkerchief.
Okay.
And she started, like, very carefully collecting the pieces of glass.
Thank you.
Thankfully, all the pieces are actually intact because it's kind of a clamshell mirror. It has shattered, but they're all there.
Nice. Thank you, Jess.
Yeah. So she's collected the pieces and closed the compact and tied it up in the handkerchief and placed it gingerly and safely into her purse. And then she begins to climb, and she will roll an acrobatics check. A 17.
Beautiful. You pass through with ease. You are now all past the 20-foot checkpoint. Question, are you guys doing anything differently? And Barb, are you going to remain with Martin?
Yeah, Barb is going to remain with Martin. Carl is already at the top, so if anything, we can have her look out for us. Then it would be Q,
mm-hmm.
who seems to be fine. And then it's me and Martin.
Q, Twigs, you, Martin, Rachel, and then Jessica.
Oh, okay. Well, Twigs, whatever. Yes, I think this order's fine. I trust Carla to kind of lead us. She's already there anyway.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, so we're going in this order.
Yes.
Okay.
We're halfway there.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
This is the Halftime Ad
with Nikki B.
You can see that the government did, in fact, kill
JFK. That's what
JFK.
I'm saying. That's so what Lee I'm Harvey saying. Oswald,
was he a scapegoat? Was he convinced by the government?
Oh, sorry. I was listening to the alarm clock. You know, this Cornelius Caffeine guy, he makes some really great points. We need more guys like him podcasting. You never heard of him? Oh, here, give him a listen. It'll change your life, bro.
Wakey, wakey! Wake up, people of the clock. Cornelius Caffeine here.
It's been a while.
Welcome back, people of the clock, believers of the 10th planet. It is Cornelius Caffeine, your host, with an episode on what really grinds my gears, or I should really say, what really grinds my beans. Because I have to tell y'all about something. You see, you never really think about it, but there's a reason everything's so backwards. There's a reason why you like being spanked now, but you didn't as a kid. And why you love taking naps now, but you didn't as a kid. There's a reason why your ex ain't calling you back. There's a reason why you wake up so tired, but you can't seem to fall asleep when it's time to, and you stay up till 4 a.m. And that's because they put fluoride in the water. Isn't it obvious? That's why everybody's going around. Ooh, my Starbucks. Ooh, America runs on Dunkin'. Yeah, runs backwards, standing on one ear, upside sidestepping like a couple of zebras with tennis shoes on. Whatever that even means, freaking ducks. But listen. Geek Grind Coffee can be trusted, okay? I drink about 3 liters a day. Sometimes more. Fresh beans from women-owned farms in Colombia where Uncle Sam can't stick his grubby little hands in the soil. And he gets 20% off at geekgrindcoffee.com/Drimbus with code Drimbus, that's D-R-I-M-B-U-S, at checkout. It's a great podcast from what I hear. You know, I listen to that in my spare time. Check that one out too, Dungeons and Drimbus. But hey, get caffeinated and wake up, sheeple. Geek Grind Coffee.
What'd I tell you? Dude gets it. I'm ordering some Geek Grind right now. 20% off. What a freaking steal. You know who else gets it? Our patrons. Jerry Bonitatos, Queso Loco, Victoria Madrid, Greta and Beignet, Alejandro Lopez, Ace Andrews, Thomas Murphy, Emrys Craig, Regina Russell, Morgan Holly, Salty, Adrian Bundy, Sam Olivos, Jordan Cobb, The Unnamed Rogue, John Gillette, Chloe G, Con Air on DVD, NB Star, Stevie B. Keys, Doubtful Guest, Michael Richters, Davis Walden, Denny Dewdrop, Mythmouse, Will Woodwall, Callie Wolf, Brendan M. Bishop, Bridge, Punky Goat, and Twiglets. I stay really quiet and focused. I can hear parts of the episode from inside the halftime zone. Get out of here. I'm trying to listen.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
First up is Q at the 40-foot laser as you continue to climb. He rolls another 18.
I love him.
He's starting to have fun. He does like a Mario like wall jump. Yeah, he like just jumps off the ladder, kicks off the wall, and then grabs onto the ladder again a little higher up. Did you see that?
Yes. Good job, Q.
I'm so proud of you, Q. Wahoo. Look at you go.
Wahoo.
And he continues climbing up to the next one. Very, very pleased.
Wahoo.
Wahoo.
Oh my gosh. What have you done? What is wrong?
Twigs begins to climb.
Oh, I'm gonna kill this son of a bitch.
Then his cane gets caught on one of the rungs of the ladder. And the way he's holding it, like the jolt of it, lurches him forward and into the beam of the laser. Ooh. His face goes into the laser and he goes, oh! As he tries to come out, and he is going to roll a...
What did he roll?
He burns his face on the laser, loses his grip on the cane falls down, and so does Twigs. I need everyone to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Do I roll with disadvantage since I'm already holding on to Marden, or what?
Let's say no, because this isn't a movement thing. This is a dodge.
Fuck.
Fuck indeed.
Oh my god. What'd you guys get?
Jessica got a 10.
Bob got a 1. Like an actual 1. Natural 1, baby.
Okay.
What did Rachel get?
It doesn't matter because all of you fail.
as Twiggs falls, his face burned, all of you get hit on the way down and lose your grips on the ladder. You are going to take...
Please, God.
You are God. I don't know who you're saying please to.
Jessica and Rachel, you are going to take 4 points of fall damage. Everyone else, you take 10.
Okay.
This does not bode well for a number of reasons.
Martin.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to Martin?
You all fall. I guess, Jess, you're the first to hit the ground. You feel, like, that really hard impact in your ankles and knees.
Ooh.
And then Rachel crashes on top of you.
I try to roll out.
And then simultaneously with you, Twiggs crashes face first into the ground. And you hear a very nasty crunch.
Oh, no.
Immediately after... You see Barb fall, and she falls with a big, heavy thud as her metal body hits the ground. And Martin comes crashing down atop you.
That's okay.
And similarly...
No.
He seems to have lost his balance and has tipped kind of like head first, like backwards. And the back of his head crashes into your chest, Barb. And you hear a twist and a crunch. As he falls limp on you.
No. No. Bob is gonna like lift up just a little bit, but like cradling Martin's body, but like sit up and to check for like a pulse or something. Come on, big guy, come on.
You got any healing you can do?
CPR. Can I do CPR? Can I try CPR?
I will give you one difficult medicine check.
Okay. That is an 18.
Okay, so here's what happens. You push Martin off of you and his neck just kind of like limps around.
Ooh.
And you immediately get over him and begin giving him CPR.
1, 2, 3, come on, stay alive.
You try and arrange his neck in such a way that he's like kind of safe and okay.
Stay alive. You're pushing.
You're not getting any response from him, and you keep going, you begin like kind of like hitting his chest a little too hard, and then eventually you hear and he coughs up blood.
Come on.
What happened?
It's okay. You're okay. You're gonna be okay.
And at this point, Rachel goes, guys? And she turns over Twiggs' body, who seems to have suffered the same fate.
Jessica immediately runs over and attempts some form of CPR. She first like rubs her palms together and casts prestidigitation for like some sparks to shoot out of her hand to try to use it as like some paddles.
So exactly what you did to Kat?
Yeah.
How fitting.
So I guess I'll roll this medicine check.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 14.
Jessica.
Yeah.
You roll over and you look at Twiggs. Twiggs has had his face burned. It seems that he has shattered at least some manner of vertebra. And you begin doing CPR. and you hear a little bit of a coughing. And he puts a hand on yours. And then that's when you feel it. You feel like a bone protruding even out of his chest, through his vest. And you begin to see the blood soak through as it pools up on his chest. And he looks at you and he says,
Miss Felcher, find my buffoon.
I will, Twiggs, I will. Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes.
He's looking directly into your eyes, and you see them water a little bit.
And a little bit of a smile begin to slowly form on his mouth as the light goes out.
Oh, God.
Jess, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. There's always a risk, you know.
Still, he didn't deserve that.
No. No, he didn't.
Rachel puts a hand on your back and kind of rubs it.
I'm sorry. It's been a rough couple of weeks for all of us. But, I think we owe it to him to, well, find his buffoon, yeah? That we do.
Yeah, of course.
That we do.
Of course. And we're gonna I'm gonna be honest, I don't know how. A lot just happened.
Jessica closes the eyes of Twigs.
You do so, and in standard Twigs fashion, everything seems to take a little time. And perhaps it's rigor mortis or what have you, but as you close the eyes, the muscles finish contracting into the smile. And at this point, Martin looks up at you, Barb, and he says, not to be the bearer of bad news, but I can't move anything. I think you guys need to go on without me.
No, Martin, you can't just leave
me. No, you have
here.
To. It hurts. It hurts a lot. I don't think. I'm just gonna weigh you down. You need to keep going. Just tell my family that I was okay. That I wasn't scared. That I love them.
They know, Martin.
Okay.
But we will tell them.
And make sure none of this ever happens to anyone again. Whoever you find in here, you shut this place down.
I hear you. My sweet, sweet summer child. And Jessica, like, places her hand on his face, just in, like, a way of comfort. And she, like, leans down and she asks, would you rather be asleep, or...
No.
It'd be nice to dream.
No, we can come back. We can come back for him. We can go finish what we have to do, and we can come back before we go.
Well, I don't really have much choice here, so... You tell me.
I mean, it's your decision. But we can come back. You just gotta promise that you'll be up waiting. Which is a lot to ask too, but you gotta promise that. Because we'll come back.
Do you mind if I stay down waiting?
That's fine, but you need to promise that you're gonna wait, that you're gonna stay waiting.
The whole shattered neck kinda makes sitting up a little difficult.
So just lay then. Lay. And Bob's gonna help him lay down.
Alright. Thank you. You're good people.
Jessica stands up, goes over to Barbara, and, like, whispers in her ear, even if we come back, moving him in this state could just make things worse.
And Bob is gonna look at Jess fully, just eye-to-eye contact.
We're taking that man back to his family. And we're not gonna leave Twiggs' body down here either. So before we leave, we're coming back.
Okay.
And with that, Barbara's gonna gesture towards the ladder for Rachel and Jess to start their way up.
So what order this time?
I'll be in the back, you two. Just decide. One of you, go.
Rachel, after you.
All right. I hope this isn't terribly callous, but I don't know who's here or who's doing all of this or why this place is here, but I have a feeling they're not going to be very friendly. And well, that gentleman there, it looked like he had a pretty formidable weapon. I have a feeling he'd want one of you to use it.
And she gestures towards Twiggs's cane.
Yeah. Jessica goes over to Twiggs, kneels down, and takes the cane from Twiggs's person and says, "I'm gonna make sure Kit gets this." And then Jessica stands back up and walks over to the ladder and allows Rachel to begin climbing first.
And Rachel begins the ascent. She dances around the first laser, makes it up to the second, and says,
Guys, maybe just wait till I pass the second one. Just in case.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That's fine.
And this one comes a little closer again. She scrapes the bottom of her boot again, but she makes it through. And you see she and Quan kind of begin whispering. Like, Quan and Carla have both clearly seen what happened, even though they're very high up. And they just seem to be in this kind of stunned silence until finally when Rachel appears and they begin talking amongst themselves. And now the two of you are at the bottom. Carla is all 60 feet up. The other two are past the 40-foot mark, waiting at the third laser. And then after a second, Q goes,
Should we just try passing the last one before you guys start?
You know, that sounds like a great idea. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Jez.
Yeah.
These people here, they didn't ask for this. Okay. And I know you were closest to Twiggs, and I'm very sorry. Very sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
If we can do everything in our power to make sure that this does not happen to any of the others, I think we should. And I know we still don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
But call me naive, call me what you will.
Call me by your name.
That too. That one especially, actually. But that's what I'm feeling right now. I don't know if that's wrong or if it's right or what, but that's how I feel. And so that's what I'm gonna do.
But it's okay. Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. They didn't deserve this. Twiggs didn't deserve to die. And as slow as he was, he meant well.
He certainly did.
Yeah. And you, mister, and Bob is gonna turn and point at Martin. You're gonna do your best and you're gonna wait, okay? Here, take this. And Bob is gonna give him like a little mini like perfume bottle.
Uh-huh.
Just in case like he, you know, starts to lose it, he can spray it and maybe that'll wake him up or something and just keep him from losing it.
Thanks.
I'm not sure he has function of his lungs.
It's fine.
I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out. You're smart.
But how about, instead of wasting time, you gotta move on and then I don't have to sit here as long.
Right. Jess.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right.
After you.
Right as you look up at the ladder, you actually see Q crossing the third laser begins to fall. But Rachel grabs him.
She fucking better.
With one of her hands and helps him up.
She fucking better.
And the two of them, taking very, very careful steps, cross the final laser and are waiting for you at the top.
Okay. See you up there. And Jessica starts to climb the ladder.
Okay. Roll an acrobatics check for me.
First one is a 14.
You cross the first laser.
Whew. Okay. That's good. That's good. Jessica crosses onward and upwards. And her second roll is a 6.
You take... The dice are mean today. You take 6 points of shock damage. Roll a strength saving throw for me.
Are you kidding? You're really kidding me. 2 minus 1, 1.
How much health do you have left?
10.
No, you do not.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Like, I'm at 10 before falling right now.
Is she about to fall?
Yeah.
Bob is still at the bottom, so if she does, I can do my best to catch her.
Jessica, you begin falling. Barb, you're welcome to try and catch her if you'd like.
That's a 17 for an acrobatics check. I don't know if it would be acrobatics, but that's what we got.
Okay, I'm going to say that you will take 1d6 damage instead of 3d6. You take 2 falling damage as you literally fall into Barb's arms.
Okay. Okay. And this is why I waited.
Okay.
Take a second, catch your breath. Are you feeling okay to try again?
I mean...
Hey. Jessica.
Yeah?
You had the other mirror, didn't you?
I did. I thought about it, but I wasn't sure, like, exactly what would happen.
Might be worth a shot.
She takes the broken mirror wrapped in the handkerchief, and she says, "Hold this just in case anything happens with it." And she hands it to Barb.
Thank you for grabbing it, by the way.
Yeah, of course. I try to be helpful when I can. And Jessica starts to climb again, and she has the mirror in one hand as she's climbing up. And as she approaches the first laser, she quickly moves the mirror in front of the laser.
You do so, and it gets absorbed, and who knows where it shoots out.
Okay. She scoots over to the side of the ladder as much as she can, and she looks down and goes, "Okay, Barb, pass by me."
It's a tight squeeze, but it's doable.
Okay. And Barb is going to start climbing up.
Okay. Barb climbs up.
And past me?
Yes, Barb is going to climb past Jess.
All right, and Jessica is going to then carefully climb the rest of the way, making sure the mirror stays on the laser, and then passes by. All right, I'm going to squeeze past you here, okay?
Okay.
And Jessica squeezes past, goes to the next laser, does the same with the mirror, and goes, "All right, come on by."
Okay, and Barb is with that going to squeeze on by once again.
And then Jessica climbs the rest of it past the laser, moving the mirror out of the way at the end. And she's like, "All right, here I come on your right here again." And passes Barb. And then comes up to the third one, moves the mirror in front once again to block the laser. And squeezes over to the side. "Okay, you're clear."
Okay. And Barb is gonna, once again, climb up past Jess.
And Jessica finishes off passing the final laser and takes the mirror away at the end and finishes the climb and puts the mirror back in her purse. I wish I'd thought of that sooner. I wish I would've. We could've.
Hey.
If I'd just thought of that.
Jess. It's in the past now. We can't change what happened. We can definitely regret it, but we can't change it, okay? So, it's probably, maybe it was just meant to be like this. God forbid we lost both mirrors.
Carlo looks down at you and says,
"I'm terribly sorry. This is a terrible, terrible place. Let's leave, yes?"
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And up top, you see it's like a submarine hatch, basically. And so Carla actually kind of like sticks to it and rotates it open and opens the hatch and crawls out.
Before I crawl out, I just want to take a look around at this. Is it just like the ledge up here? Anything of note?
Right now you can't see because you're climbing up and out of it. But what you do see is as the hatch opens, a bright blue light floods in. And you see some manner of what look like lights above you.
Nice.
All right, y'all climbing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's figure out what those lights are. Up close and personal.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Felcher and Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show show after the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most. Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.